Well, Dennis, as we look what's happening in this markets, the corn, they have seen a slump the fourth straight day. Is this going to be kind of the pace for the rest of November?
Well, Susan, yeah, it might be. I mean, it's a pretty heavy market suddenly, you know what I mean? Although the rally was just a tremendous rally, a real shot in the arm for the agricultural community, you know. Just a real impressive rally right in the middle of harvest, right in the middle of the harvest of our record large crop. So although harvest still continues slowly, but it does look like that prices will continue to pull back. We're not sure how much further, but I would expect additional weakness.
Now the big question is, how many buyers have we potentially scared off over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Yeah, we appear to be uncompetitive as far as the world market. I believe South Korea was going to come in for three cargoes, but we're not expected to get any of the business because we're just not competitive right now. So on a worldwide situation here, there's a lot of corn available, and it just looks like, feels like that we are overpriced right now.
And the soybeans, they continue to go in tandem with whatever happens with this meal.
Yeah, the meal market is the key driver there, and we are starting to see a weakness or hear indications that the meal is beginning to trade even softer than what is being reported, especially in the east. So the meal market is to be watched closely, and we could see this market completely come unraveled from the very impressive rally we've experienced over the last few weeks.
Is there some pressure coming out of South America?
Yeah, that's also the talk. Again, the pencil works as far as the availability of meal in South America is drastically cheaper than ours. So we are expecting a lot of switching to be taking place.